You know, brothers and sisters, as we gather today, some of you may be home for this weekend to celebrate Christmas. Some may be home from schools, various. It's just great to have you. As we get ready now to set our story on the great story of Jesus Christ. And so I thought about this week ahead. The thing that kind of popped into my mind was this. As adults, and I think there's one thing we can safely say about this. If there's one thing about, there's something about Christmas that is really about a child. You know, when I think about when I was growing up on a child, you know, I got up on Christmas morning, I was just so pumped, I was so excited, because I knew right away in my mind it was Christmas Day. Now, as an adult, and I'm certainly not old, guess the first question I ask when I wake up in the morning is, what day is it? What day is today? Sometimes I think it's Friday, it's Tuesday. Second question that pops into my mind, once I get that right, is, okay, what do I have to do? Okay, as adults, we have responsibility. There's things that we have to do. Now, I'm not saying that as children don't have responsibilities too. They do. They may have chores, but they may have homework as well. But let's be honest, for a child, there's a beautiful carefree attitude and spirit that can be about their life. They don't have to worry about making a house payment. They don't have to worry about paying the water bill. They don't have to worry about paying the electric bill. And you know, that's what it was like for me on Christmas Day. When I jumped up, my mind, I immediately knew it was Christmas Day. I didn't have to worry about going out and doing the chores. That was something my father did. I didn't have to worry about preparing the food. That was something that my mother did. Okay? Those were all things. And as a child, if you were to ask me, what is Christmas about? I would have told you two things. It's about food, family, and also gifts, and it's also the story of Jesus Christ. And so as you get ready for Christmas, one of the questions to ask these little children is this. What is Christmas about to you? You know, one of the things they may say is they may say it's about gifts and presents. And you say, okay, I understand that. But why do we give gifts and presents on a day like today, and not, for instance, on Easter or Thanksgiving? Why today? And if they kind of stumble with it a little bit and they can't answer it, it's a great time for us to teach, to remind them that the greatest gift we've ever been given isn't anything under our Christmas tree today. It's not anything you're going to open up. It is the gift of Jesus Christ. That's the greatest gift we've ever received. Now, you may be sitting there in your pew and saying, Jeepers, Father, that's all great, but aren't you getting a little ahead of yourself? Well, it's not Christmas Day after a while. We still got a week to go. That's true, but here's what I want to say. You know, I do think children have a pretty good understanding of what Christmas is. Like I said, we may have to tweak it a little bit. But there's also something I think of about a child. When we think about the season of Advent, I think they know a little bit more about it than we give them credit for. Ask a child in the week ahead, what is Advent about? And they may say something like this, getting ready for Christmas. And isn't that right? Advent is about getting ready for Christmas. It's about preparing for Christmas. We do all the Christmas gifts. We do all the Christmas shopping. We clean up our houses. We buy all of this food. We send out all of our Christmas cards to celebrate one simple fact. The reality of Christmas, that God has given us the greatest gift ever, the gift of his son. And we continue to ready for that, prepare for that. And I'm going to give us two things that I want us to reflect upon here in a moment. But let me share something first about my life as a Catholic priest. My life as a Catholic priest is somewhat unique. Okay? It is unique. You know, I live by myself. And so that means when I move from parish to parish, from assignment to assignment, that means that I move on my own. And I always tell myself this. Now listen carefully, all of you. I always say this. If I can't get what I need in my boat or my pickup, I don't need it. I don't like a lot of things. So how many of you could look me in the eye and say, everything that I have, everything I own, I could get in a pickup and also in a boat? Can you do that? Can you do that? Most of you, oh, no. No. Way too many things. Okay, way too many things. But that's the truth. That's the way I do it. I don't like a lot of things. We can live a lot more simply than we give ourselves credit for. But when I'm unpacking, And I'm loading the pickup. One of the questions that comes to my mind is this, and we can chuckle about this, is this. What did I get myself into? And maybe you can turn it around and say, what kind of priest did we get ourselves into? You know, and once the questions kind of subside, then all of a sudden we get down to these realities as a priest. To learn his people, stay to the parish, to also know what needs to be done. First, being assigned as a pastor, I'm going to share this with you, is very scary. It is a scary proposition. You can easily be alone, feel a stranger, labeled without saying a word. It's amazing how many people, first couple times they hear him, they automatically label, whether it's right or it's wrong. Okay? It just happens. It happens. Okay, luckily I've been through it now 4 times, so I kind of have an idea of what needs to be done when you get there. It's best just to listen to the people, know what needs to be done in the first few days, and just give everything a little bit of time. But the one thing I will say about Christmas and being a pastor is this. Here it is. Every parish that I've ever been assigned to, I've always felt part of the parish family by Christmas. By Christmas. It takes about 6 months. Okay? I once heard a priest say this, and I want to quote this. You know that you are part of the family when parishioners start getting angry at you. And yes, by the first Christmas, that's a repeated theme, okay? By Christmas, okay? But no matter what, whether you're at a parish for 1 year or 12 years, it doesn't matter. We are called to be about one thing. Advent prepares us for the one thing. Christmas, we see it all its wonder, its glory. We see the one thing, and it is this. We are called to be givers. Givers. That's what a priest is. He's a shepherd of his people. He gives for the sake of his sheep. And with Christmas just around the corner, there are 2 things that I want to share with you today that maybe can help you get ready for Christmas. Here are the 2 things. First lesson that Christmas teaches is that Christmas is for givers. Please don't get me wrong, it's okay to receive. Yet remember, the heart of the Christmas season is giving because God is the great giver. He gave us his son, and the little child, when he grew up, gave his life for us, and he wanted us always to remember that it is in giving that we receive. So in the week ahead, ask yourselves this, how am I a giver? Okay, how am I, what am I doing this Christmas to be a giver? You know, that's one of the things for little kids, it's so easy for them to want, to want, to want. For adults, we're beyond that. What is it that we're going to do to give? And number 2, in giving, always remember, you don't have to give things at Christmas to give. If we give ourselves, if we give the gift of love to each other, then that is the heart of this Christmas season. That's what we have to do in the weekend. We have to ready ourselves this thing here for Christmas. Okay? That's what this is about in this week ahead. Are we full of hope, love, joy and peace? Or are we going to go around Christmas this year going, I come back to that all the time. Nobody likes that. Nobody does. Nobody wants to be around that. So that's what we have to do in the weekend. You and me. What are we going to do to give? And how do we give this to those around us? Monitor yourself this week. When you're at work or wherever, if you're around people, what am I doing? How am I doing it? What do I sound like? How do my words sound? Be full of hope, joy, and peace. That's what Christmas is all about. So let's pray for that. Let's pray for each other as we ready ourselves once again for the coming of Jesus Christ.